Okay, Nun Tes Beis, in the middle of the page. A little bit above midway. Alakshamin. Okay, a little bit. Yeah, right where it says Hossam in the right. Okay, Alakshamim on the rain. It said in the Mishnah that these are all the various brachas that you make. So it said in the Mishnah, on rains, you say Baruch Atayva Meitiv. That Hashem is good and He does good. So the Gemara says, Alakshamim Atayva Mevarech Mevarech. How do you say in the Mishnah that on rain you say the Baruch Atayva Meitiv? Va'amir Rababu. Rababu said, Va'amir lo b'masnita tan, and other people say it doesn't embrace him. Me'masim mevarchan alakshamim. How much rain do you need to be able to make a brach on the rain? Now, obviously not when it drizzles, you don't make a brach on the rain. It means a substantial rain. It says, M'sheyeche chosin nekras kala. When the chosin goes out to meet the kala. In other words, it's an expression that when there's so much rain, that when the rain falls into a puddle, it looks like the lower rain is coming up to meet it. It's like the chosin going to meet the kala, meaning the lower rain in the puddle is coming to meet the higher rain. So that is the amount of rain that you have to make a bracha. Then it says, "Mai mevarchin." What do you make on the rain? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, "May the manachin loch, we thank you, al kol tipa v'tipa sheradet alonu, and every drop of rain that you made come down, we thank you." Rabbi Yechonim would finish the bracha and say, "Ilu fino male shira kayom." If our mouths would be full of praise like the oceans, we say in nishmas that ein anu maspikim. We still wouldn't have the ability lehedus toch Hashem alakenu that we to thank you enough Hashem at ishtachave until bowing down. Baruch ato Hashem, the blessed is Hashem. On the majority of kindness and a lot of thanksgiving. So right away the Gemara says, only majority of things, not all things. It's funny, like you thank Hashem for most things. So Gemara says you don't thank Hashem for everything. Amar Rava, Rava says you're right. Ema hakel ha'idois. You say taka hakel ha'idois. But what bracha do you make? Because one opinion says you say meidem anachnu loch, and the other opinion says you say other things. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, hilkach nemrinu letavayu. You say both. Reva idois vekela idois. You say both. Reva idois and kela idois. But the Gemara says v'alakasha. But it's a question. Why? Because in our Mishnah it says on rain, you say the bracha teva meitiv. Yet, in the Brice it says, you say this whole Megillah, so what bracha do you make on rain? So the Gemara says, Lekashim. It's not a question. Hadishama Mishma, when you hear about rain, Hadichazim Mechsa, or if you see rain. In other words, when you hear about rain, you make the bracha hateva meitiv. When you see rain, then you say this whole long Megillah.
You hear about it or you hear rain, period. So you hear rain on the rooftop.
No, Rashi explains that people, you hear in the morning that it rained at night. You didn't see the rain, but you heard that it rained. So then you say hateva meitiv, that the Hashem does good. But if you actually see the rain, so then you say this longer text of a bracha.
So what bracha do you make if you don't hear the rain and you don't see the rain?
Then you don't make a bracha.
But you hear the rain on the rooftop. No bracha.
No, if you hear the rain, then you make that teva meitiv.
You don't see the rain?
No, we'll see. So the Gemara says, Mishma, Shama, Mishma, it says if you hear the rain, Hainu Besudas Tevis, that's good news. Otanan, Al Besudas Tevis, Eime Baracha Teva Meitiv. It says already, you say Baruch HaTeva Meitiv on good news. So, what is this two brachas? So the Gemara says, Eli Idi V'Idi D'Chazim Michsa. Both cases are speaking when you see rain. What's the difference? V'Lo Kasha. Hadasipurta, when a little rain comes, you say Meidem Anachnu Loch, that whole speech. Hadasituba, when a lot of rain comes, then you say Hateva Ametiv. Ibai same, another answer, Hadava Hadasituba. Tuva. Both cases are speaking when a lot of rain comes. Well, I, what's the two brachas? Velekasha. Hadi Isleyara. One case is speaking when the guy owns land. So then you make the bracha for that whole thing. Hateva Hametiv. That's where Rashi learns. Hadi Isleyara. And in one case is speaking, he doesn't have land. In other words, if you say Hateva Hametiv, that's when you own land. So because you own land, it's very good for you. But if you don't own land, then you say, Ma'idim mm-hmm. Anachnu Loch, the Sezer Tefillah.
But it doesn't say anything about if there's a little bit of rain.
Right, the Gemara says, in a little bit of rain, you wouldn't make a bracha taka. That's what the Gemara's answer. Right.
In other words, it's generically good in one case, but the other case is good for you. It's good for your
In fact, this is what the Gemara is going to explain now. When you say Shechianu, and when you say Ateva Meitiv. This is what the Gemara is going to go into now. But the Gemara asks, Ha'isli Ada. But if he has land, Ateva Meitiv Mevarech. He makes the Brach Ateva Meitiv. So the Gemara asks, Vatanam, but we learned in a Mishnah, or in Braise, Bana Bayis Chadosh, if somebody built a new house, Vekana Kelim Chadoshim, and he bought new appliances. Or new utensils. He says, Shachiyanu vikimanu vigiyanu lizmanaza. You make a shachiyanu, like we know. Shalei v'shalachedim. What happens if it's good for him and others, meaning he bought it in partnership, then you say, Ateva hametiv. Because it's good for you, v'hametiv, and he makes it good for others. So the Gemara's question is, how can you say over here, that if you own land, you say, Ateva hametiv, you really should make a shechianu. Because a teva meitiv is only when you have it with a partnership with somebody else, when there's two people involved. So how do you say if you own land and there's a lot of rain coming, you make the bracha teva meitiv? So Gemara says, Gleikashi, you're right. Hadi isle shutvis. If there's partnership in the land, then you make a teva meitiv. Hadi lesle shutvis. One case is speaking when there's no partnership. If there's no partnership, you don't make Hateva Ametiv. Okay? But now the Gemara says, Vatanya, this is not a question, it's a statement. And so we Daka learned. Katsri Shodavar, after the Brais elaborates when you make a Shechiyonu, when you make Hateva Ametiv, when you do all these things, it says as follows. The summary of the halacha is, Al Shalai, on his own personal good that happens, you say, Shechiyonu Vikimonu Vigiyonu. Then you make the bracha Shechiyonu. Al shalei v'shal chaveri. What happens if it's good for him and for his friend? Then you make a teva mate. That's it. So the Gemara says, you see clearly, if you have a field yourself and it rains, then you say meidem anachnu loch. If you own a field with a shutif, with a partner, then you make a teva mate because it's good for you and it's good for others. And that's taka the din. Sometimes you make a shechianu when it's only good for you, and you make a teva meitiv when it's good for you and others.
And what about the third case, when it has nothing to do with you?
Then, once, okay, we'll see, let's see. The Gemara, that's what the Gemara really is going to, the Sol Megillah, when you make these type of brachas. This Gemara is more pertinent to Kohen Talocha than the Dreams Gemara. It says, V'chol heicha deles lachrine ba'adei. So the Gemara asks now, the third of the wide lines at the bottom. Are you telling me that when there's no favor for somebody else, lei mevarech ateva meitiv, you don't make a teva meitiv? You tell me you only make a teva meitiv when it's good for you and somebody else, but if there's nobody else involved, you don't make a teva meitiv? The Gemara says, Vatanya, but we learned, amru lei, if they tell to a person, yol de ishte zachar, if your wife gave birth to a boy, you make a teva meitiv. You'd make a teva meitiv.
Get a point.
Huh?
You have a point there. You want
it? 1 second. But the Gemara thought, but it's only you. So the Gemara says, no. What do you mean? Hasim nami, the ika ishtabadei. His wife is also there. the nichala bezachar that she also wants to have a boy. You're gonna have to share with me. So Gemara says over there is also a teva meitiv. Why? Because there's also somebody participating in the goodness. Tashma. It's a very strange Gemara, but al pidin you're supposed to do it, even though I don't know if people doing that. Tashma. There should be one more brachas Gemara. Tashma come. It says meisa aviv. If somebody dies, if somebody's father passes away. And here's him with other brothers that are going to inherit. So, betchila emer dayino emes. First, he says the bracha dayin emes for the loss. Seif amar baruch ateva meitiv. Then he makes baruch ateva meitiv for inheriting the money. Sounds funny. You make dayin emes, and right away, because you inherit all the money, so you say ateva meitiv. So the Gemara says, ha'asim nami over there also, dikachi de koyasibade. They're also brothers that are inheriting together with you. So that's why it's good for you, and it's a mate for others. But the Gemara says, tak, if you're the only one, then you would take a make a shechiyon. It's interesting.
It is interesting because your brothers are inheriting it too.
Huh?
It's interesting because your brothers are inheriting it too. Right?
So each one makes the bracha.
His own individual bracha?
Yep.
Oh, that's what I mean?
Yeah. Here. The Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch is the following. Yod ish de zachar. The Alter Rebbe passed on the following. If a wife gives birth to a zachar, chayv lever hatev hametiv. You have to make hatev hametiv. Why? Hatev loi. It's good for him. Vametiv li ish de shenerch le gamkin be zachar. She also wants to have a boy so they help out or whatever the reason is. Vechein al kol ben u ben shenerled loi. Okay, and his wife is also obligated to make the bracha. Now, what happens if his wife died in childbirth? So now he has a baby but no wife. Shechiyon. Then you make shechiyonu. Then you make a shechiyonu. Then it also says... No, she has to come in here. She's checking out some colors. Yeah,
yeah.
In those days, it was very, very high.
Very high, sure.
Very high.
But in such a disaster, you would still make a shechiyanu.
Well, because the shechiyanu is that the kid was born. Huh? Yes. Children died earlier. In fact, you will see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about it. He has over here, though, an interesting point about what happens with a girl. He says, "No, clearly the new generation. Clearly, the birth of a female child is a joyous occasion as well as warrants a blessing of Thanksgiving." Okay, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah brings on you make a shechiyanu. However, the blessing was good and does good applies only when this favorable occurrence involves some material gain. A son, too, represents a material gain. In general, it has the sons who have the capacity to support their parents in their old age.
So even cost you money.
Daughters cost you money, the credit cards. So even, that's why the Alter Rebbe says, that's why the Gemara says the expression, that the woman is also happy when there's a boy, because eventually he'll take care of them when they're older.
How's it depend?
Huh?
The difference. Girls sometimes
take care better, yeah. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says, okay, Toshma, 5 lines in the bottom. It says, this is a din also in Shulchan Aruch that we also, it's questionable if we say it or not. But Toshma, Shinu Yayin, Ein Tzarech Levarich. If you change wines, you don't have to make a new bracha teva meitiv. In the Gemara, in actual halacha, there was a din, and I'll show you in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch also, that if you drink different wines, and the second wine is better than the first wine, you make the bracha teva meitiv. When you drink wine, because wine was such a good thing, so they used to make the bracha teva meitiv. In fact, here the Alter Rebbe writes,
That means if you're drinking by yourself or with a group?
Even by yourself. He says, let me first read a little bit of the din, and then we'll see it inside the Gemara. Because in the halacha, it's extremely complicated. That's why today nobody makes a teva meitev on wine. But he says, shemarvim lavim menolishtes, they bring somebody to drink different wines from different containers and everything, that it's from a different barrel, even if it's the same type of wine that the first one was, you make a teva meitev. Okay? Then if it's worse, you don't make a teva meitev. If it's white wine, then you drink red wine, and the red wine is better than the white wine. You know, it's a whole thing over here. So the Gemara says, we'll see the details now in the Gemara. Tashma, it says in the Braisa, Shini Yayin, if you change wine, ain't tzarech levarich. You don't have to make a new bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha of Bari Pi Agafin. But Shini Makim, what happens if you change places? That means you're in one house, and then you go drink wine in a different house. Tzarech levarich, you have to make a bari piyah gofen. Tvam Rabbi Yisi Barabba, Rabbi Yisi Barabba said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Afal Pisha Amru. Even though, Shino Yayin ain't tzarech levarich, that if you change wines, you don't have to make a new bari piyah gofen, because you're drinking wine. But, Aval Emet Baruch HaTeva Meitiv. You still have to say Baruch HaTeva Meitiv on the new wine. In other words, Bari Pi HaGofen you don't have to make because it's still wine. Hateva Meitiv is on the change of the wine. So every time you change wines, you need to make a new bracha. So the Gemara says, Hasem Nami. So the question over here is a very simple thing. Why do you make Hateva Meitiv if you're drinking wine? The Gemara just got to be saying, Hateva Meitiv is only when it's good for you and a partnership. Mm-hmm. So why do you make a bracha Hateva Meitiv if you're drinking wine yourself? Mm-hmm. That the bracha is a wrong bracha. So the Gemara answers, Amir Ravuna, Ravuna says, Leishanu, Hasan Nami, the Ika b'nei chabura d'shasa ba'adei. The Gemara says, Take, this is only when you have a group of people drinking wine together. Then you make Hateva Meitiv. It's good for you and good for the others. But you're right, if you're the only one drinking wine, the Gemara Take says, then you don't. In fact, Tesis Take says, who is b'nei chabura? Even if your wife and kids are with you drinking, it's also other people, and you make a teva meitiv. But Taisa says if you're by yourself, you don't make a bracha on shinu yayin. Okay, then the Gemara says, in the Mishnah there was a din, it says, Bana bayis chadosh, if you built a new house, v'kane kelim chadoshim, you buy new vessels, you make a bracha shechiyanu. Okay? Amir Ravuna, Ravuna said, that only applies if it gets clothing or new kelim that are not similar to the first ones. But if you like buy two black suits, so according to Ravuna, you don't make a shachiyanu on the second suit because you have a similar suit. Or if you buy two refrigerators that normally you might have to make a shachiyanu, so if they're both the same, you don't make a shachiyanu because they're the same.
How long of a time span does it matter?
We'll soon see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, "Afilu yesh lekiyetzi b'zeh." Even if he has new ones similar to the old ones, the new one is, Two. Oh, you. Okay, so he says, even if you're a similar thing, you also have to do it. The way Rashi learns is interesting. Rashi says, even if you have already a similar one from inheritance, and you buy a new one, you still make a shechiyanu. He's speaking the same one of... anything that brings a simcha to the person. It's a very interesting concept. There is an opinion. He brings it down over here also. Where is it? There is an opinion In fact, the Tzemach Tzadik uses it as a base of a halacha that the bracha shachiyanu is really never a bracha levatala. Because what is shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zmanazeh? That we're alive and we reached this day. That's why there's a whole thing over here. According to many authorities, a vein, okay, main gebrochen vein is minatera. The Tzlach answers that Shechiyonu is different from all the other brachas. He says, Shechiyonu, the Gemara says basically you can always make a Shechiyonu. For instance, there's an argument between one of the few arguments that the Tzemach Tzedek argues on the Alter Rebbe is if you make Shechiyonu Purim Day on the Megillah reading. So the whole argument in Aloha at night to make a Shechiyonu when we read the Megillah. The Alter Rebbe writes in Siddur, during the day, you don't make a Shechiyonu. So the Tzemach Tzedek argues in the Alter Rebbe. It's interesting. He, very respectfully, but he disagrees with the Alter Rebbe. And he writes, number one, there's no bracha levatola on Shechiyonu. So even though, you know, normally if there's a doubt of a bracha, you don't make it. He says, but over here, it doesn't matter. And therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek paskins, you do make a Shechiyonu during the day. That's a minik. That we make a Shechiyonu during the day. But basically, the question is, Ravuna holds, if you have a similar thing, you don't make a Shechiyonu. Because it's not such a big joy. Bechlal, like we know, technically in Shechon Aruch it says, you buy new clothing, you have to make a Shechiyonu. A lot of people today don't make a Shechiyonu on clothing. Why? Because today people buy clothing a lot. In the olden times, you bought a new suit every 3 years, so you bought a new suit, it was a big simcha. The simcha, right.
You buy a car.
It technically, if you want to be technical on halacha, you buy a new house, you make a shechiyonu when you move in. You buy a new car, you should make a shechiyonu the first time you drive it. Marshal, in real halacha, something you don't buy often. Marshal, somebody buys a new talis. You don't buy a talis 3 times a year. You buy a talis every few years. When you buy a new talis, it's a real simcha. I mean, today people go in and buy suits a number of times a year. There's no big simcha when you buy a suit. So many people don't. Huh? Yeah, I'm saying you don't get excited. You buy a new shirt. You don't get excited.
It's a new suit and I like it better.
And there's no negative. This is you can never make a brook.
So I'm going to, technically, if somebody taka feels simcha from it, they should make a new shechiyonu.
What if you win the lottery? Do you make a...
The truth is, you might have to make a teva mate because the government gets half of it. So it's good for them too. There's no question. If you have shmuz, good news, you make a shechiyonu. And if you win the lottery with somebody else, then you have to make a teva mate. In fact, I don't know if people do, but teva mate, you would have. In technical halacha, yes, kashal. What is it in Shechon Aruch? You'd have to make it. If yourself it's Shechiyonu, if it's somebody else, it's Teva Meitev.
It's advanced notice.
Yeah. Okay, so now the top of the page. The Gemara says, Mechlal, so you see from here, the Chikana, if somebody buys, the Chazir Chikana, and if already bought a particular garment, and he returns and bought the similar garment, Divrei HaKol, everybody says, you don't... make a new bracha. In other words, the Bechan said only if you had Yerusha and then you buy it, so there's a simcha. But if you buy the same thing twice, you don't. That's one thing. Then the Gemara says, V'ikadamri, some people say the argument was as follows. That Amr Ravuna said, Leishanu, when is the din that you make a Shechiyanu? Shalecha akana v'chaz v'kana if you didn't rebuy it. Avakana v'chaz v'kana, but if you bought it and then rebuy the similar thing, ain't tarach levarach, you don't have to make a bracha. But if somebody bought and returned something and then rebought, you don't have to make a bracha. But Rabbi Yechanan said, "Afilu kana v'chaz v'kana." Even if you bought and returned it, I'm sorry, and returned and bought the same thing, katzarach levarach, you have to make a bracha. Mechlal, from here you see the chiyashle v'kana that if already one has and bought. Everybody says you have to buy. The only argument is, if you went and re-bought the same exact thing, do you have to make a Shechiyonu or not? But if you didn't, you just had it from before, now you buy a new one. So everybody says you make a shachiyanu. So l'peil, you have the bracha shachiyanu when it's a personal gain. Hateva meitiv is when it's you and somebody else. Then the Gemara says, Meisi, I'll ask you a question. It says, Bana bayis chodosh, somebody built a new house. Ve'enei kiyetzib, and he doesn't have a similar house that he inherited. Because he didn't inherit the house. He bought a house. Or, Kana kelim chadoshim, or if you buy new utensils. Ve'enei kiyetzib, I mean, you don't have any inherited clothing similar to the one you're buying. Tzarech levarich, you have to make a bracha of shechiyanu. What happens, yesh le kiyetzib ahem? What happens if you already have the similar clothing that you inherited, and now you buy a similar type of clothing? Ain't tzarech levarich, you don't have to make a bracha. Divrei Rav Meir. So the Meir holds that if you already had the garment and you buy a new one, similar to the one you inherited, you don't make a bracha. Rav Yehuda Imer, Rav Yehuda says, Benkach u benkach tzarech levarich. Under all circumstances, you have to make a bracha of shechiyanu. Even if you had the same one that you inherited, and you buy a similar thing, you still have to make a bracha of shachiyon. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says as follows. Bishleim alalishne kama. It makes sense, according to the first opinion of the dispute between Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan, so then it's not a problem. Rav Huna k'Rav Meir. Rav Huna would hold like Rav Meir, that says if you have one already, you don't make a shachiyonu. And Rabbi Yechanan would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yechanan says, even if you have a similar one, but you get a new one, you still have to make a shachiyanu. So then it would make sense. He would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But, elo l'lishin baser. But according to the last opinion, bishleim Rav Huna, meila Rav Huna holds Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna holds that if, even if you rebuy it, you have to make a shachiyanu. El Rabbi Yechanan. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the second opinion, that says, that even if you, regardless if you bought it or not, the question is, Kaman, who does Rabbi Yechanan hold like? Because Rabbi Yechanan says, a blessing is made always. So the Gemara says, Leiker Rabbi Meir, Leiker Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds that you cannot even make a bracha even if you inherited an earlier one. Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot if you bought such an item. So the question is, Rabbi Yechanan is not going to hold not the Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbi Meir. So who's Rabbi Yehuda going to hold like? I mean, Rabbi Yechanan, I'm sorry. Amalach Rabbi Yechanan answers. Who adin? Really the din is, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, kana v'chazer v'kana, if you bought and went back and bought again, tzarech levarich, you really have to make a new bracha. In other words, there's no difference if you had it or you didn't have it from before. Rabbi Yehuda really holds like me. Rabbi Yechanan says, under all circumstances, whether you had it or not, or whether you bought and bought the same, you always have to make a new bracha. Why are they arguing only if you had it with inheritance and you bought a new one? He says, to tell us the power of Rabbi Meir, that even if you buy it, and you already have one from before, but nevertheless you bought a new one, ain't tzarech levarich, you still don't have to make a shechiyanu. According to Rabbi Meir, the only time you make a shechiyanu is if it's mamish brand new and you have nothing from before. The koshkin, and certainly according to Rabbi Meir, the kana v'chazer v'kana, if somebody bought it and re-bought the same one, then tzarech levarich v'shu, you don't have to make a bracha. In other words, according to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, anytime you buy something new, regardless if it's the second one you bought, you have one from before, regardless what the situation is, you always have to make a new bracha. Rav Meir holds, the truth of the matter is, if you have it from before, then it's not a real simcha. If it's not a real simcha, according to Rav Meir, you don't make a new bracha. Okay, leave it here.